Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 17th of January. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, through the example of Samuel, we focus on how to listen to God. Our Bible passage this week is 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verses 1 to 10. Let's turn to it together once more. The Lord speaks to Samuel. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Now, in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare, and visions were quite uncommon. One night, Eli, who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God. Suddenly, the Lord called out, "Samuel!" "Yes," Samuel replied, "what is it?" He got up and ran to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" "I didn't call you," Eli replied. "Go back to bed." So he did. Then the Lord called out again, "Samuel!" Again Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" "I didn't call you, my son," Eli said. "Go back to bed." Samuel did not yet know the Lord, because he had never had a message from the Lord before. So the Lord called a third time, and once more Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, "Go and lie down again. And if someone calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went back to bed. And the Lord came and called as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel replied, "Speak, your servant is listening." Amen. Life can be incredibly busy and noisy, filled with distractions that pull us in every direction. In the midst of our hectic schedules, we often find it difficult to hear God's voice. However, our passage this week reminds us of the importance of making time to listen to God in silence. In the passage we encounter Samuel, a young boy serving in the temple under the guidance of Eli the priest. Samuel had grown up in the presence of God, but he had never heard God speak directly to him. One night, as Samuel lay down to sleep, he heard a voice calling his name. Thinking it was Eli, Samuel ran to him, but Eli had not called him. This happened three times, until Eli realized that it was God calling Samuel. Like Samuel, we can often be too busy to listen to God. We fill our days with work, with responsibilities, and endless distractions. We may pray, but we struggle to hear God's response amidst the noise of our lives. God doesn't want to be an afterthought, squeezed into the margins of our busy schedules. He desires our undivided attention and longs for us to set aside dedicated time to listen to him. Creating a space of silence allows us to cultivate a deeper connection with God. It is in the quiet moments that we can hear his gentle whispers and receive his guidance. Just as Samuel had to separate himself from the noise of the temple to hear God's voice, we too must intentionally seek out silence. Carve out a specific time each day to be alone with God. Find a quiet place where you can be free from distractions. It may be in your bedroom, a peaceful corner of your home, or even outdoors in nature. Create an atmosphere that promotes stillness and tranquility. Light a candle, play soft instrumental music, or simply sit in the silence. As you enter into this time of silence, begin by quieting your mind and heart. Take a few deep breaths and let go of any worries or distractions. Allow yourself to be fully present in the moment, opening your heart to God's presence. Read a passage of scripture or a devotional to focus your thoughts on God's word. Meditate on the words you read, allowing them to sink deep into your soul. Be attentive to any thoughts, impressions, or promptings that come to mind. God speaks to us in various ways, and sometimes his voice may be a still, small whisper. Listening to God in silence is not always easy, but it is a discipline worth cultivating. When we intentionally set aside time to be still and listen, we position ourselves to receive divine wisdom, guidance, and comfort. So let us make room in our lives for God's voice to be heard, for in the silence we find the presence of the Almighty. As you reflect on these thoughts today, this question may help you. What steps can you take to prioritize silence and create intentional time to listen to God? Please do join me again tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional podcast as we continue to focus on how we listen to God's voice.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.